Hello, Acceleration Nation. It is Alan coming to you with another Sick Career Podcast. And as it's still the summer, I'm trying to maintain some semblance of my work-life balance. I'm recording this one near my in-laws' house in lovely Connecticut. So I'm trying to continue dropping some great career advice while enjoying a little bit of my work-life balance. So today, we are going to talk about the first component of the growth framework. Back on episode 63, we discussed and I introduced the growth framework. The growth framework is a six-step framework that is proven to get you more interviews, more offers, and more money. And the growth framework, I like acronyms. It stands for G, then goals. And that's what we're going to talk about today. R is realistically assess your strengths. O is build effective, efficient, authentic, mutually beneficial outreach to a network. 4 is work the system. So once you know how the game is played, you can work the system. 5 is training and tenacity for interviews. And H in the growth framework is high impact negotiations, which always comes last. But today we're talking about goals. Goals are critical. Stephen Covey, who wrote the book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, talks about habit number 2. The first habit is be proactive. So if you're listening to this podcast, if you're invested in your career and taking some action, hopefully you're being proactive with your career, with where you're headed. But habit number 2 in Stephen Covey's book is start with the end in mind or understand where you're trying to go to. So that's a key component of the growth framework. As you're thinking about where you're going, as you think about those goals, it is critical to think of what's important to you. What matters to you? Does work-life balance matter to you? Does location matter to you? Does working for a company that you care about or building products or services that you care about and can get behind, does that matter to you? Do you just want to make a shit ton of money? And that's okay too. Different things matter differently to different individuals. And I cannot tell you what's important to you, but you can think about what values, what critical aspects are important to you in terms of finding your next job. So think about those values. Put it on paper. If you want to pause this podcast, jot it down. It might be beneficial to just jot down what is important to you in your next job. And we can think career as well. And it is important to think with that long-term career goal in mind. And we'll talk in future episodes about those long-term career goals. Before you even get to that long-term career goal, let's think about what you want in your next job. So you develop those values. Next up, you need to identify which organizations, which companies can help you achieve those values. And when I was back in business school, and this was back in 2004, 2005, I was at Columbia Business School. They brought in an executive coach. His name was Ellis something. Good guy. I don't remember everything that he taught us, but the one thing that I totally remember from that day back in, it was probably in 2004, was to develop a list of target companies where you want to focus your efforts on. And he suggested 40. I don't know if there was any math equation to it, but 40 sounds like a pretty decent number to me. So I've taken that number since 2004 and always used that. Sometimes I've used that as a maximum number of companies to focus on if I am more selective and the job market is hotter and I'm in a really good job and I can be a little bit more discerning in terms of the roles and the companies I'm looking at. But if I'm out of work, if I'm about to get fired, which I've been fired multiple times in my career, if you are more desperate or more motivated to move and the economy is tougher, which it has been, although it's picking up, you want to start with a minimum of 40. So regardless, think about 40. And if you're more selective, if you're less motivated to move, if you're less desperate because you have a current decent job, you can use 40 as a max. If you are more aggressive, assertive, want to move faster and are really desperate to get out of your current situation, whether it's unemployment, whether it's a shitty boss, whether it's a dead-end opportunity, use 40 as a minimum. But come up with some number of companies, somewhere around 40, plus or minus five companies, although I've gone as many as 67 myself. I work with some clients that have hundreds of them. If you're aiming for companies that hire less frequently, less open roles, so a hedge fund or a venture capital fund, or when I was looking in baseball front offices don't have lots of open roles. So I had about 100 different organizations on my list at that point because there were a lot of potential employers with very few roles. If, on the other hand, you're looking for the FANG companies, Google, Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Apple, I'd also include in there Salesforce and Microsoft and some other large companies like that. You can keep your list tighter because they are going to have more roles there. Again, don't worry about the number. If you're having trouble with the number, choose 40. It's good enough. And if you're having trouble picking 40 companies, there are several ways to identify companies. First off, go off the top of your head. If you ask yourself, which company would really excite you to work at, put those names down. Secondly, there are good lists of top companies to work for. I think our Kadima list is one of the best ones out there. And I'm not just being biased, but the reason why it's one of the best is because I have looked at a lot of other top lists. And I've also looked at the number of job openings. And I've looked at companies that talk a big game about diversity and equity. And I've looked at companies that pay well. So if you want that list, go to KadimaCareers.com and you can go to our resources tab and you can find our list of top 100 companies. There are other lists. LinkedIn issues a list of the top 50 companies to work for. Glassdoor has a list of top 100 companies. You do not need to use all these company lists, but it's a good starting point. And then a neat little trick that I've learned over the last few months as OpenAI and ChatGPT has been ubiquitous. And if you have not tried out ChatGPT, check it out. It's really not that hard. Just Google OpenAI or ChatGPT and you will find it and start playing around with it because it is immensely helpful in so many things, not just a job search. Going back to ChatGPT, you just write a prompt into ChatGPT. It could be something like, I'm looking for my next role. What's important for me is work-life balance. I need to have a job in Houston or be remote friendly. I care about companies that compensate well. I don't want a company in the oil industry, and spit out a list of 40 target companies that I should aim for. You can add other criteria there, like you want to work for a company that's innovative or you want to work for a company that is in a certain sector that excites you, climate tech or media or healthcare, whatever. But ChatGPT will give you as many potential target companies as you ask it. They may not all be perfect, but I find that 80 to 90% of them are pretty damn good. So you take those companies, you put them on a list, create that list of 40 plus target companies, and that is where you begin to search for your opportunities. You look at those 40 companies, and the next step that you do, which we'll cover in another episode, is you think about who you know at those companies. And if you know them, are they just a casual friend, or are they someone who's a true advocate of yours, someone that would put you in as a referral, give you some advice, chat with you a little bit about how it is to get into Pfizer, or how do I learn about how you got into Bank of America? So it's the critical aspect is to identify your goals, identify those organizations, those companies that can help you get there. Once you do that, we will discuss in further episodes about how you realistically leverage your strength, how you build outreach within those organizations so that you earn referrals, how you work the system, how you train and have tenacity for interviews, and then how you negotiate for what you're worth. But for now, let's focus on your goals. Where do you want to go? Put it on paper, make a list. If you want to send it to me, you can always shoot me an email at alan@academiccareers.com. I love getting email from my fans. I always love getting feedback from ambitious professionals. And if I can help you, love to help you. And start with the end in mind, with your goals, with those companies that are going to help you achieve those goals. And with that, we're wrapping up the goal section of the growth framework. Hope you enjoyed this. Hope you learned something here. Everything that we teach you with the growth framework is designed to help you get more interviews, get more offers, make more money efficiently, effectively, confidently. We give lots of stuff away on our podcast, on our YouTube channel, on LinkedIn. Please follow us on all of those mediums. And if you want some extra support, I do take a small number of clients in per month where I work with you one-on-one to ensure that you are setting up all your goals, focused on making progress towards those goals, helping to hold you accountable. We help you on a one-to-one basis. Also, if you need a little bit less direct support, can do more on your own, we offer group coaching. You'll meet with me every other week, be able to get all your questions answered, and I'm there for you. And then if you are someone who can do this all on your own with just a little guidance, some scripts, some worksheets, and some tips and tricks to hold yourself accountable, we have a digital course. That's our most affordable option. All of these can be found at kademacareers.com/solutions. There's lots of opportunity to work with us. And regardless, if you work with us or grab our content for free, and we do offer lots of content on LinkedIn, YouTube, or this podcast, please enjoy it. Please start executing against it. And no matter what, own your career. Thanks a lot. Until next time.
That wraps up another remarkable episode of the Sick Career Podcast with Alan Stein. Check out past episodes and other resources on the website. That's sickpodcast.com, and it's S-Y-C-K. Alan, tell the audience about the newsletter they can sign up for.
The newsletter rocks. Check out the accelerator, XLR8R. You will get great tips about your career. You'll get honest insights. You'll get the occasional pet picture. And you will learn how to take proactive control and take charge of your career.
Very good. Very good. That's sickpodcast.com, S-Y-C-K. For your host, Alan Stein, I'm Russ Reba. And we hope you've enjoyed today's episode. You are going to love the next one.